Was anybody disobedient this week to God? I was. This walk with God is a process, isn't it? It's not just a one and done deal. It's a daily process. Scripture tells us we are being saved. And Scripture says we're crucified with Christ, and I don't live, but Christ lives through me. But Paul will also say, I die daily. He's saying it's this process, it's this ongoing thing that every day I have to come before the Father. I have to confess my weakness. I have to confess my failings. And last night as we prayed, I just had this vision. I felt like the Father was saying that, you know, I have good things for my body. I have good things for my believers. But in order to get those good things, we have to walk in holiness. And we have to come before Him. We have to confess to Him, Father, I disobeyed. I failed. And when we confess those things, then we walk in that holiness and we walk in that good life that He desires us to walk in. But in order to get to that place, we have to listen to Him. We have to listen to what He says. And I just felt like last night, God would have us come before Him and just meditate and just have a season of silence before Him. And He's going to speak to us. And I know this is something we're not supposed to do on Sunday morning church, but that's okay. We're different. We know that. We're strange. We're peculiar. And that's a good thing. I felt like God would have us come before Him and just meditate and just be quiet for a while and listen to Him. And He's going to speak to us and He's going to say, oh, I love you, but I have this thing. I have this thing I want you to change in your life so that you can walk closer to me, so that we can walk in even more holiness. And so I would like us to take some time here and just meditate, just be quiet before the Father, listen to Him. And then we're going to take these things and we're going to come together as believers and just pray one-on-one, one-on-two, and in small groups. We can confess to each other if you feel led, here's my weakness. If not, that's okay. You can just say, the Father is working with me on this thing. But we come together, we draw strength from each other as we pray for each other. So we're going to take just a few minutes, just be quiet before the Lord, and then we're going to pray for each other. So Luke's going to he's going to play while we meditate, and then we'll pray for each other. So Father, we come before You, Your bride. We're just weak people, so full of flesh, so full of Adam. And yet, Father, we know You have a better life for us. So, Father, on behalf of Your body, Your bride, Father, I ask, Father, that You speak to us. Father, I pray You would remove all the cares in the world, all the things that distract us, and that, Father, we would be attuned to what You have to say to us. Father, open our spiritual eyes, open our spiritual ears, so that we can hear what you are saying, Father. Speak to your bride, Father.